You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Texas Rangers made a very late night deal during the winter meeting, signing Carlos Gomez to a one-year deal. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan, Jack Morris. T.R., let's talk first about that. So Carlos Gomez coming back, and he's a guy that they wanted to retain if possible, right?
Yeah, they liked, first of all, the offensive upside potential. He, you know, had a tough time in Houston, but really played well and hit well for the Rangers in the final 6 weeks of the season. And they think he's a premium defensive center fielder, and defense is what they really want out there. They looked at a lot of different guys, some expensive, some not so expensive, but they really like Carlos Gomez. Jeff Bannister was high on him last year, and he really liked what he did for them. So he was a target from the beginning.
Jack, when you saw that Carlos Gomez, when he got released by the Astros, they got picked up by the Rangers, we still felt like he had a lot left to offer. So it wasn't a big shock that he was able to sort of put it together at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think this is a good deal for both sides. I really do. I think Gomez could possibly parlay this into a multi-year deal down the road if he has another comeback year, a bounce-back year. He's young enough to feel like he can still do that, and like you just mentioned, a very good defender out in center fielder, and that's probably the most interested part of his game that the Rangers needed. I look at it as a good deal for the Rangers because, you know, it's not a long-term deal. It's something that they can say, look at, here you go, you got the job, take it and run with it, and I think Gomez probably will.
So the Rangers have said that they really weren't ever in on Sale, even though you heard their names tied together last year, and certainly this week has been very interesting. Chris Sale is now off the board, but that doesn't change the fact that the Rangers need to pursue some starting pitching, and it sounds like they may not want to go the free agent route. Where do you see them? How do you see them shoring up the rotation?
I know they've talked to the Reds about some of their pitching, and they've looked – what they like is controllable young pitching, but, you know, every ball club loves that. So, you know, they're looking – everywhere for starting pitching. I think a guy that they might bring back is Colby Lewis. He's been there 6 years. He's got a lot of Jack Morris in him, I think. You know, the bulldog mentality, tough, big game pitcher. You know, he's pitched some of the biggest games in Rangers postseason. I think they love him. They love his attitude. They love what he brings to them. You know, the problem is, can he stay healthy? He's had a lot of, he's been almost the bionic man, how many parts have been replaced, but you know, still has that bulldog mentality that they love. So I could see them bring Colby Lewis back.
Do you see a little bit of Jack Morris in him, Jack?
Well, he's been through a lot. He really has. You know, you look at the way it all came down at the end for Texas, and you know, it looked like Cole Hamels kind of ran out of gas late in the year. Darvish was coming back, but didn't get, in my opinion, enough starts to really feel like he was at the top of his game, even though I thought he pitched very well. Kind of a bad luck deal there at the end. And Colby was banged up. You know, he needed to be more ready to pitch those big games. So, you know, it's always a balancing act when you get towards postseason. Who's healthy, number one, and who do you want to hand the ball to in what order? I mean, that's going to be Texas's biggest challenge.
So the Rangers' area of strength is the bullpen.
Yes.
And so that could be an area where they could draw from to maybe strengthen other areas of the team. Who would be expendable in the bullpen that might be traded?
I think Matt Bush is the only one they probably wouldn't trade. You know, the young kid last year, rookie of the year, really came on strong, big surprise, had a great year in the bullpen. I think he's probably the only one who's untouchable. You know, Sam Dyson's the closer. I'm sure he would be very tough to get. But, you know, the thing is, they like all those guys, but they have a lot of them. And, you know, Tanner Shepard's coming back from injury. He looks like he's, you know, back strong. So they might have a little bit of a surplus. But as we all know, you can never have a surplus of anything when it comes to pitching.
How do you see the bullpen, Jack?
Well, I agree totally with what he says. It's kind of a catch-22. When you got a bunch of young guys, a nucleus for the future, you really don't want to depart with that because that's what's keeping your team where it's at. So it's kind of a tough one. You know, you want to build starting pitching. You hope that maybe you can get serviceable guys to get to that bullpen. I think that's almost the way that all of baseball is starting to play this game, is somehow bridge the gap, make the game shorter, and get to the guys in the bullpen. They got a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah, you look at some of the contracts these guys are getting, like Brett Cecil got from the Cardinals. I mean, I think that – what?
Yeah, from the Cardinals.
Yeah, that surprised everybody. I mean, you know, Melanson got the highest deal ever. You know, we still have Jansen still out there, Chapman still out there. So, Yeah, you can see what the value of the bullpen is.
Now let's look at the AL West. It's a very winnable division. Some teams, the Houston Astros, definitely improved their offense at least. And the Rangers, I think that we're kind of wondering when the – I mean, they've had to deal a lot of their minor league talent the last few years to maintain in the major league level. But – I mean, it's a division that you can see several teams being contenders, including the Rangers, the Mariners, the Astros. How do you see the division kind of shaking out?
I think it's going to be really tough. I think the Rangers are really going to have to battle to win their third straight. You know, we all see Houston's being very aggressive. You know, Seattle's got that pitching, and they're doing a great job of really getting more athletic in the field. You know, not being so heavy, power hitting. Players that, you know, they're getting guys like Leonis Martin and some of those guys who are just more athletic out there. So I think the Mariners are really going to be tough this year. You know, the Angels, you know, they've got some issues, you know, with Albert Pujols being out. The Athletics probably still in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, but you never know with them. I think you're looking at the Mariners, Astros, and the Rangers really going to have a tough time trying to win this division. And, you know, we still got another month and a half before the end of the off season. We'll see what the moves are made, but nobody is backing down on the Rangers right now.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.